Okay, Shalom uvracha Ravosai. Tonight we start Siman Gimel, which is Hanhogas Beis HaKise. What we saw in our last year was part of Din Levishas Begodim, of getting dressed. And the concept, he started discussing the concept of Tznius, and we will continue that Be'ezaz Hashem. Today he also started speaking a little bit about being excused and about an awareness of the Shechina and the idea of walking Be'kisui HaRosh, and not to walk Be'gilui HaRosh, not to walk with one's head uncovered. An interesting question is why, when Shulchan Aruch says we're supposed to have a head covering, why does this not apply to women? Now why is it that women don't have this halacha that they're supposed to wear a kapel? If a woman wears a kapel nowadays, yeah, you know, she's probably the Rav officiating at a Reform wedding or something. Why is it that this applies to men and not to women? And it's hard to find actual Makairus that discuss it when he says, obviously, when they're married, there's Kisui Roish, that's a different area. But it would seem as though that this is something that men need particularly more than women do, just like we find that men have more mitzvahs to do than women. And it seems as though they have more of an avodah in order to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one way of understanding this. That if a doctor says to someone, you need to do 1 hour of exercise a week, and he says to somebody else, you need to do 2 hours of exercise a week, the one who needs to do 2 hours of exercise is the one who's in worse shape. So there's a machlokes in the Mekubolim how to understand this. This is one tzad I think it's the Derech Pekudecho, in his understanding why it is that women have less mitzvahs than men. It's because they need to do less mitzvahs than men in order to be mashlim themselves. There are other ways of understanding this. This is one way of understanding it. And so too, it could be that men need to be reminded the whole time that there's a shechina more than women do. So it could be that's why the anhoga is that women do not wear a kapel. Though Rav Avadi Yosef says that there are some Sfadi communities where women do cover their, even single girls cover their heads when they make a brocha. I don't have any friends from that community. I'm not sure of that particular, many Sfadi friends, but not from that particular community. So there you go. Moving on. Simon Gimel, Hanhogas Beis HaKisei.
The Ramal says, Mipnei Kvodesh Chinah. So, and the Mishnah
Berurah says, it could be because the Chiyuv of Limud HaTorah is on us. That's why they have to wear a couple. Very nice. Very, very nice. Because there's the Chiyuv of Limud. But then he says, even walking Dalet Amos.
No, but
right. And you're saying that Kvod HaShechina is more manifest because we're learning and davening. Yeah. No, certainly it could very well be connected. He does mention, by the way, if you look at the bottom, I see it has in the Dirush Mishnah Berurah, I imagine it's in others as well. There's a star at the very bottom of the page. He says, Levad Heich Yeshesh Choyk Lelech Begilu HaRosh Lefnei Asorim VaShoftim, that this does not apply if there is a law to go bareheaded in front of officers, in front of judges, then tzorich leilich begilui haroish v'dina d'malchus odino. Now these halachas are following the law of the land. The dina d'malchus normally does not apply if this goes against something which is halachic. Seemingly, since at least the original source of this was in a midas chasidus, so it could be that's why, that if it would entail going against the dina d'malchus and going in front of a sar and a shofet, maybe that's why it would have been it's permitted. Okay, Aleph, Gimel Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, k'sheyikonis lebeis hakisei, when a person goes into the toilet, now you'll hear the first part of this halacha, and you'll think that's unusual, unless you learned this, you've never heard this before, yoimar hiskabdu mechubodim, you should speak to the malachim who are accompanying you, and you should say hiskabdu mechubodim, which is really asking your honorable people who are malava you, these malachim, ask them, please wait for me a moment over here, whilst I just go to be excused. I'll be back in a second. Yeah? That's what you should say. But then, he brings from the Beis Yosef, V'achshav lo'nagu lo'omroi. But nowadays, we're not knowing to say it. So every time we go to the toilet and we don't say this, we're being makayim, this Shulchan Aruch, of not saying, hiskavdu mechubodim. So that's an easy halacha. Someone says, I don't keep halacha, I don't keep Torah mitzvahs. At least something they're doing right over here. They're not saying hiskavdu mechubodim when they go to the Beis HaKisei. So they're ready. They've got something. You know, when they go after 120, some halacha that they kept. So what's going on over here? Explains the Mishnah Berurah. in Aleph, Va'achshav v'chulu ke'ein onu mechuzokim li'yirei shomayim shemalochim melavin oisonu, because we don't have that status, we're muchzuk as yirei shomayim, as people who have such awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there are malochim who are accompanying us, that we have the right to actually say, wait here a minute, please, until we come out. A person has really are shomayim, so they have that sort of connection with these malachim. We're not muchzuk because you're a shomayim, and therefore we don't say this. Now, in footnote one, number one, in the Dirush Mishnah Berurah, he says, yes, but we do still have these malachim who do accompany us on Friday night. On Friday night, when we come out of shul, so it says, there are shnei malachim who are malavin oisoy. It says we have malachim who are accompanying us when we come out of shul. And the Ben Ish Chai explains that they're coming not lekovod the odom, but they're coming more lekovod mitzvahs kiddush. And therefore we can all be sure that they are accompanying us, even though we're not all muchzuk as Yirei Shomayim, they should come for us ourselves, but they're coming lekovod kiddush. Oh, so this is very interesting. So he brings over here Chassam Soifin, Minhagei Chassam Soifa, who says that the Chassam Soifa didn't actually say Shalom Aleichem because he was scared that they weren't accompanying him. So, and I'll come back to your point in a moment. But then he says that he brings B'Shem the Maram Shik, that the Chassam Soifa, he still said it quietly to himself because out of his Anovo, he didn't want to say Shalom Aleichem aloud because maybe he was trying to say, I know that I've got Malochem, but he said it quietly. Now, do we send them away before Kiddush? It's a very, very interesting question. I have a cousin when he was 8 years old in the 1960s, he went into the Lubavitcher Rebbe and he asked the Lubavitcher Rebbe, why does it say, the question that he asked, why does it say Malachi Ashores in the first one? Why does it say Malachi Ashores in the first one? So Shalom Malachi Malachi Ashores. And then the next time we say, when it comes to Bayachem, we say Malachi Ha Shalom. That was the question he asked the Lubavitcher Rebbe as an 8 year old boy. It was about 3-4 o'clock in the morning when the Yechidus with the Rebbe with his family. So the Rebbe asked him on the spot, let me ask you a question. The question he asked him, my cousin Rabbi Yonasan Wiener, a Peskin in Yerushalayim, he said, I'll ask you a question. Why do we say Shalom Aleichem? What does Shalom Aleichem mean? Hello. And then we say Boyachem L'Sholem. What does Boyachem L'Sholem mean? Hello. Welcome. Don't they just mean exactly the same thing? Shalom Aleichem L'Sholem and Boyachem L'Sholem Malachi Ashores. So the Rebbe said, no. They're actually very different. What's going on over here, and there are two types of malachim. There are weekday malachim, yeah, and they are called malachi hashores. The weekday malachim are called malachi hashores. They are meshores, they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there are the Shabbastik malachim. They're called malachi hasholoim, mitam shlemus, wholesomeness, completeness. What does the word shalom mean? It can mean hello, but it can also mean goodbye. So said the Lubavitcher Rebbe, big chiddush over here, when we say shalom aleichem malachi hashores, we're actually saying goodbye, weekday malachim. Then we're saying boyachem l'shalom, malachi ha'shalom. We're saying come to the Shabbos dikah malachim, and we're actually welcoming them that the Shabbos dikah malachim should be with us at that point. So the Shabbos dikah malachim are still there for kiddush, even according to the normal pshat, which is that we've said goodbye to them. It could be still that they stay till after kiddush, or they're coming in honor to see that we're going to be making kiddush. Moving on. So, base says the Shulchan Aruch, Yehei Tzanua Beveis HaKisei. A person should be Tzanua, they should be bashful, should we say, in the toilet. V'lo Yigale Atmer Sheyeshev, and they shouldn't undress themselves or read themselves until they sit down. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'hu Adin Shlo Yokum Kishu Megula, and also not to get up whilst they're still totally exposed. Now, we did say last week that the Ramesha Feinstein, he says that a bathroom, a person is allowed to stand undressed in a bathroom. And that was Ramesha Feinstein brought in Simon Base, footnote number 3, he discusses Igros Moshe over there. Why is it that we can stand totally exposed in a bathroom? Because in a bathroom is a place where it's usual to be totally exposed. So certainly, if it's a toilet which is in a bathroom, so then that would be, that it could be that it's the derech to be exposed there, so it could be that such a thing is more lenient. But here, it's to give us really a principle. The principle is that to have human dignity. It's not just about others that are looking at us, but to have our own intrinsic, internal human dignity, and not to be exposed until the time one should be exposed. Continues the Ramah, Hagov, lo yelchu shnei anoshim b'yachad. two men shouldn't go together to the toilet. Says the Mishnah Brura in Gimel, V'lo yelchu v'mafached yochel echod laniach yodoy al roishe derech achalayin. That if a person was scared, in those days there was more of a fear, particularly for mazikin, so you could have one fellow outside the Beis HaKisei, putting his arm in, just checking the other guy's okay inside the Beis HaKisei. Uvashlo yir pei ru'oy, okul lakamon b'sif ches, as long as he doesn't see him when he's totally exposed. A person shouldn't go into the actual cubicle together with somebody else, even with their wife. But if he's a koton who doesn't have da'as yet, and he brings in footnote 2 in Eretz Yehudu, who says that he's too young to be able to talk, so then they can be inside whilst the adult is going to the toilet. Says the Ramah back at the top, lo yadaber shom. He says, gam lo yadaber shom, people should not be speaking in the toilet. V'yisker hadeles ba'adei mishum tznias, and they should close the door behind them for matters of tznias. Says the Mishnah Brura in Dalit, lo yadaber, a person shouldn't be schmoozing, shouldn't be talking in the Beis HaKisei. V'imhu l'tzeirach godl, if this is very, very important, could be to ask someone to bring them toilet paper, or for other important reasons. Efshad the mutal adaber, then maybe it's going to be okay to speak. Kolzman she'ein nifne adayin, as long as you're not actually being excused at that time. Aval be'eish she'ein nifne, at the time that the person is actually being excused, af letzeirach godl osa, person shouldn't be speaking at all when they are actually being excused. Ve'im yefshah liskar hadeles, ve'ish acher roitze lichnois, and if you weren't able to close the door, it had a dodgy lock, you enter some place, there was a dodgy lock on the door, and you're scared somebody else is coming to in, yinacharu zelozev leidaber, right, you can make large noises over there just to make sure that he doesn't come in. Rak hanoshim, kishahelcheis lebeis hakisei akavul arabim. However, when it comes to women who are going into a normal public toilet, like the public ones that they had in the fields in those days or in the shul courtyard, it's acceptable for them to talk, and in order that people should hear they're inside, and men shouldn't go inside with them. And from here seems to be the source that women go to the toilet in pairs. Yeah, it could be this is the source. Seems to be that this in some communities this seems to be the minhag ha'olam. So we say the men are not allowed to go in pairs, but over here the women are allowed to go in pairs. Okay, that's not 100% serious. Well, mashma ketzas shom, the nichnos is gam ken b'shtayim beis hakisei. So you see, as I've just said over there, that they do go in pairs to the beis hakisei. I was saying it as a joke in sort of in terms of societal things. Just for, let's have a look at footnote 3. There's an important footnote over here. Footnote 3. Obatama dova, what's the reason a person not supposed to talk in the beis hakisei? Kosav ha-sefer charedim shum sakona shal shedim ha-metzuyim shom. So we have a machlokes over here. Is it because of spooky shadim who are there in the toilets, or is it because it's considered a more private, personal thing? A person shouldn't be schmoozing whilst they're in there. But then, beis hakisei shel zmanenu. What about contemporary toilets? Histapik achazanish. V'chein histapik b'shanes tshuvas igros moisha. Him doim mehul beis hakisei de parsoi she'ein lo din beis hakisim shum hashatzo ein misakeves shom ella noifeles lemeirochik. Do we say that our toilets, because they're so clean, maybe they're similar to what's called a beis hakisei de parsoi, where the excrement was taken away straight away? Or maybe since it does stay there until you actually flush the chain, as opposed to the parasoy ones where gravity took it out straight away, maybe here since it does stay, maybe this has a din of the sort of Beis HaKisei that was being spoken about. That we should still be machmir not to speak in the toilet, and so too says Rav Elyoshiv, not to talk in the toilet. In footnote number 4, he says, in a case where it's a tzairach, where you are allowed to talk, for example, it's very important, someone wants to check if there's anybody still left in the house, they're locking up, whatever it is, or if there's no toilet paper, so he brings from the Torah Lishma that if you already are allowed to talk, you don't need to say, like, you don't need to measure your words, you can speak normally. And he also brings that there's a chumrah to try and avoid speaking in Loshon HaKodesh, in the toilet, unless maybe that if a person is an Israeli and that's what they speak, that's the norm to speak there, that language, so then that would be okay. Next. Yeah. Very, very good. Very, very good, Shaila. So if a person is helping an elderly person, so this would be like a mokum hatzorech. And even though he says the mokum hatzorech, it's only that it's mutar ledaber, here you're really doing it, you know, for the sake of lechayr, you could apply it as well. And particularly because with the elderly, it could often come to sakono if they're there by themselves as well. That's an extra sniff. Okay. Next. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sima in Sif Gimel. Imreitza lamashmesh b'fiat habas b'tzroir o b'keisam lifteach nekovov. It seems to be that in the olden days, a person who was having difficulty, they were constipated and they were having difficulty being excused. So what they would do is they would somehow use a tzroir, a stone, or b'kisam, or some sort of a piece of wood. To open themselves up, to help them to open themselves up from behind. So he says, if he does want to use those articles in order to help him to open himself up to be excused, better to do it before he's actually sitting down, because if there are people over there who are using kishuf, who are using dark sorts of magic, then they're able to have kayach over him if he does it when he's sitting down and not when he's standing up. Now, these sorts of things, I haven't seen anybody who says nowadays chill and don't worry about it and everything is fine. It seems as though nowadays these things don't really, we don't normally use these sorts of tools to help us in the Beis HaKisei, so it doesn't necessarily apply to the same degree. I'd just like to give an idea about this idea of Shindalad, Shedim, or Kishor for these sorts of things. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say, how is it that in the olden days, in the Zman HaGemara, everything, you have to be careful because there might be a Shindalad and all of these spooky things. And people could sometimes hear them. And nowadays, we don't really hear about them so much. And additionally, if you go to more primitive societies that are out there in the jungles, yeah, in the Amazon maybe, so over there, so they're still very, very conscious of all of these, these voodoo things, and they take these things very, very seriously. Manish Tano. So I heard a Mahalach B'Shem Rav Nevensal, but since then I've heard others say this as well, that remember, Zelu Maze Oso Elokim HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us with Bechira, we have free will, and we can choose Tov or we can choose Ra. Imagine you wake up in the olden days, you look out of the window, and you just see the most incredible Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made. You look out of your window, you see luscious, lush fruits that are hanging from trees, you see beautiful vegetables that are growing. It's so clear there's Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So Zelu Maze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to make sure there was Bechira, there was this whole system, this tzad shekeneged of shindalads and spooky kishuf and things like that. Nowadays, we wake up in the morning, for most of us, it's a concrete jungle, yeah? We're lucky to see the sun. Yeah, in England, once a yovel, we're very happy, we get very excited if the sun is out. We don't maybe live with the same awareness of the niflois habayre in our natural surroundings. So possibly these authorities suggest that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the shindalads in order for us to have Bechira. We have smartphones, we have other things, we have a lot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us myriad ways of keeping Bechira in our society, so therefore these things are not so nogeya. In the Amazon, where Mistoba, there are still a few people that don't have smartphones, so there, it could be that's why they're still conscious about these things, and this is like a real reality for them, and maybe they're still kofas like this, which are around. Next. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Hay, and I always wondered, why this is brought over here. It's a Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Gemara. It seems just to be good Eitzah. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Hey, lamashmesh, person having difficulty going to the toilet. Im eino yochal liponos, the person is having difficulty going to the toilet." So then the Gemara says, "Yelech arba amos v'yeshev, walk 4 amos and sit down. V'yamoid, stand up. V'yeshev, and then sit down again. Ad shiapone, until he's able to be excused. Oh yesiach datim idvar machayim, or stop thinking about it. Think about something else." And then it will come, and when a person also is excusing themselves with gedolim from behind, then they shouldn't do this standing up. Very interesting why it's important. This is part of Torah Shebaal Peh, giving a person Eitzah, how it is that they should be able to go to the toilet. Mistomo, the answer, is because in order to be able to learn Torah, in order to be able to daven, he said beforehand we should try and make sure that we're not holding excrement inside of ourselves. So therefore, if a person does have that inside themselves, this is mamish stopping them from learning Torah, from davening, from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it could be, that's why these practical tips, practical Talmudic tips on how to be excused, are mentioned in the Gemara and also mentioned over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Dalit says the Shulchan Aruch, lo yigal atzmo yikim el achrov tefach o melefonov tefachayim. So we'll see exactly where this applies, but these are halachos mishum tznius. Exactly before we said not to expose oneself until one is ready to be excused, now it's how much to expose oneself. And again, the principle over here is the principle of having personal dignity, human dignity. We're not just another behemoth. Lo yigal atzmo yikim el achrov tefach, to expose oneself behind only one tefach, 8 to 10 centimeters, area. And will follow tefachaim, and in front of themselves two tefachaim. The isha me'acharei al tefach, and a woman so behind her, she can expose herself one tefach. And will follow avalei klum, but it's unnecessary, and therefore one shouldn't expose oneself from the front at all. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Vav. Tefach v'lo yoser. They should only expose themselves a tefach mishum tznius. And behind them, and in front of them, a little bit more is allowed. Why? Because sometimes when a person is excusing himself from behind, it could be they'll also be excusing themselves from in front. And it could be that they would otherwise dirty themselves if they have meraglaim, if there's urine that will go on themselves, and therefore they're allowed to expose more from the front. Discussion between the Bach and many others, whether to be machmer in the front also a tefach. A person should be careful when they're being excused for personal hygiene and for a person's tzelem elokim and a kovod, that they shouldn't dirty them, their clothes or their garments or their shoes when they are being excused. Hey, says the Shulchan Aruch, a halacha about which direction a person should be excused in, depending on where the shechina is. Now we'll see that this doesn't apply if you are in a toilet with walls in, and since, as far as I'm aware, most people here normally avail themselves of such toilets, so therefore this halacha won't be readily applicable, halacha l'maisa. Says the Shulchan Aruch, nifne b'mekayim megula, she'en b'mechitzis. If a person is in an exposed place and they're being excused in the middle of a field where there are no mechitzis, no walls, since the Shechina is in the west, you shouldn't be facing towards the Shechina or away from the Shechina, whatever it means exactly that the Shechina is in the west. So therefore, you should face that your in front of you should be towards the south, and behind you should be towards the north, or the other way around. I will be in Mizrach Lamar of Osa, and between west and between east and west, a person shouldn't be excused in that direction. That's only talking about if a person is making gedolim. However, if they're urinating, then it's okay, whichever direction is beseder. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Zion, b'chotz megula, that if they're being excused in a totally open place, but if you're in a courtyard, for example, the courtyard we have in front of our shul, so then that would be b'cholin yinshori, that would be okay. Kain kosru habeis yosef amogan avron, because you do have mechitzas that are around you. But the Taz hiski b'mari abuhav, the Taz agrees with him, the b'chotze gamkin also b'emtza achotze bein mizrach lamarov. He is more machmir and says, even if you're in a courtyard, so still you shouldn't do it if you're in the middle of the courtyard facing towards the west or the east. Ahalei meguluhu ba'isoy mokoyim. If anyone does it by the wall, then it will be okay. Now this only applies in ches, she'ein bo mechitzas, in a place where there are no walls. But if yesh bo mechitzas, va'afilu rak mechitza achas letzad ma'arov, yashev betzad ha'mechitza besomach lo. If there are mechitzas, and even if there's just a mechitza, one mechitza, which is on the west hand side, so then he should sit by that mechitza. Zahainu, I'll call upon him, b'teich daladamas, or at least within 4 amas, v'acherev l'marov, so he's facing towards not the shechina, he's v'acherev, behind him is l'marov, klapei ha-mechitza, behind him is to the west, facing towards the mechitza, the nifne shom, and he's excused there. V'chenim akaisel b'mizrach, if the wall is towards the east, yeshe b'somochlo v'achayrov, l'mizrach sits next to it, and behind him is to the east. Yesh machmirin bozeh, memnei shepeiru oi shelefonov, hu l'tzad marav, ashchina b'marav, mokim she'ef shetov l'achmir, there are those who are machmir on this, because they say that wherever you're exposing yourself, you've only got one wall over there, so the other side is exposed, and therefore, if possible, try and avoid being in such a situation. It doesn't need to be a halachi mechitza of 10 tefachim as long as he is covered. Some say that when the Shulchan Aruch started off and said that if one is excused in an open place, he should be facing towards the south and behind him to the north, some say that that is the way that it should be and not the other way around, and it's good to do that. The Shechina is in the west. And even if he's facing towards there, it's also the Mizrach Shukaneged Marav Yeshli Gam Kem Kedusha, because the opposite also has Kedusha. We'll just finish off, because we need to finish off the quota today.
Can I just ask, we have a few times in the Mishabura things like this, and it says like we have to be careful what we say, because even the Chedre Chodorim, Hashem created us and he made us human, so he knows that we're going to talk, he knows we're going to need to excuse ourselves, etc. What is all of this?
Very good question. We'll speak about that at the beginning of tomorrow's Shia, Be'ez Hashem, because it's a very good point. Very good point, and buys me a bit of time. So, we'll speak about that tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. We'll just finish off, and that is a Vov, V'chein Osa Lishoin Bin Mizrach Lamarav, Im Ishtay Imoy. A married couple shouldn't sleep between the west, the bed shouldn't be between the west and the east, the head and foot of the bed. V'nochin Lizara, Filuk Shein Ishtay Imoy, and he should be careful even if his wife is not with him. Now, we'll see over here this Yudalef. The head of the bed should be the north, the feet to the south. But Chuvas Menachem Azaria in the Ramah Mepano, who is a great Mekubal, so, oh my goodness, it seems to me we have a machlokes over here between the Shulchan Aruch and the Zohar. The Zohar says, oh no, not between west and east. And the Zohar says, yes, yes, between the west and east. He says, preferably do it like the Shulchan Aruch's way, because there are those who argue with the way the Rambam Mepano interpreted the Gemara. Yud Beis Afilu She'en V'Cholo Ein Ba'aretz Chaim Dovazeh In Lahach Merak B'Shchayif Orim U'Be'en Kloim Sov HaMitzah. He says that there is this Chumrah even if a person is by themselves to align their bed in a certain way. He says that's only true if a person is sleeping without any clothes on and there are no curtains around the Mitzah. We'll continue this tomorrow with a bit more explanation. Be'siyata Dishamaya. Shkoyach Rabbeisai.